Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Maura Joy Lustig, a transformational coach with a unique blend of wellness coaching, nutrition, creativity workshops, and empowerment retreats. Maura joins us from Peterborough, Ontario. Welcome.
Hi, Trish, and thanks for having me on your broadcast.
You know, I have been so looking forward to our conversation today because I know that your target market is women. So I thought we'd start the conversation by perhaps you sharing with us how you meet some of these amazing folks that you end up working with.
Just going to make sure my phone's on mute. My apologies for that. So how do I meet them? Where do I meet them? Who are they? That kind of thing. I help purpose-driven women who are generally between the ages of 40 and 65, who may be at a turning point. Maybe they're experiencing a crisis in either their health, their relationships, or their career. And, you know, what I find these days, especially, you know, with COVID and everything else, is that the landscape has certainly changed for how we and where we work. I mean, here you see me, I'm in a home office. I've got a couple of spaces in the house that I will shift around to. And, you know, we're looking at how do we, you know, replace the routines, the regimens that we used to have. Do people kind of work with their pajamas on the bottom and a jacket on top? Or what are women doing? And, you know, women that are trying to juggle things where they're working from home, maybe for the first time, and maybe they still have children at home as well. It's been a real challenge, and many are suffering from anxiety and lack of clarity and sometimes lack of purpose because they're craving that contact that they had before. So what I see is a lot of overwhelm and people that are gaining weight, women that are struggling with their health and just a number of things. I know you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things I really enjoy is part of your social media campaign. You have a wonderful thing that you do every Monday. And I know that you're a leader in the Isagenics world. So tell us a little bit about your personal routine that you do every Monday.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Morning rituals, you're going to hear me talk about that. On Mondays, we cleanse. That's when we hit the reset button. And it's a day to, where maybe you've, you know, it's an 80-20 rule, lifestyle, not life sentence. I mean, but to have a nutritional track to run on where you're cleansing, replenishing, really allowing your body to rest from digestion for 24 to 36 hours, sometimes even 48 hours most at the most. And you're flooding it with liquid nutrition and alkalizing the body. You know, 80% of the time, I do what my body needs, hydrating, fueling it properly. And then the other 20%, I look the other way, which is why it's so nice to have at what you call a reset that you can hit. That's a system that no matter what else happens, you know, you've got a track to run on to get right back onto. And that the it's like having a shower on the inside. Right afterwards, the very next morning, you can't believe the energy you've got, the mental clarity, any bloating completely gone. Yeah. You look and feel like a new person.
That's very true. Now, one of the things that I know that you, because you've got such a wonderful breadth of offerings that you provide to women, and you know, what I love is the multiple streams of income. So one of the other things that you do is the creativity workshops. Now, you and I both share a love of art, and you know, we dabble here and that in doing various different, trying various different mediums and kind of exploring our creativity. So tell us a little bit about the creativity workshops, because you know, it's all connected together, right? The nutrition is one component, you know, the exercise is another component, but the creativity actually connects that mind-body. So tell us a little bit about those.
That's so true. What's fascinating to me, like I'll tell you about the type of artwork I do and then what happens in the workshops I conduct. Sure. Because there's almost two different things going on, but they blend together. First of all, I use an ancient technique called encaustic, which is a mixture of beeswax, resin, and pigment. And so you're painting with wax that's been heated to 150 degrees. And I call it come and be a hot mess, because we paint with molten wax. And it's just wonderful because when women come into my studio, they have to learn to let go of all expectations. They have to access the inner child again. And I love it when a student comes that maybe hasn't picked up a paintbrush or doesn't think she has any creativity in her. There's a busy professional woman. So it's not necessarily like an artist who's coming, although of course they come as well, but it's the people that think they're not an artist that right. come. And that the aha moments, the epiphanies they have around themselves and what's truly possible for themselves when they realize that they're capable of so much more than they ever thought.
You know, I really love the idea because one of the things that I always share with my clients is doodling, you know, because to your point, we're spending so much time on these online platforms right now, you know, and we're sharing stories, we're making really amazing connections. But there are times when we're attending workshops or seminars or maybe even listening to podcasts where, you know, it sparks something in our mind and it gets that creativity energy going. And we really, it's really wonderful to even just doodle while you're taking that moment, because doodling actually opens the door to your creativity, I find.
Yeah.
So I love that you're using the molten wax, because what a wonderful medium to just kind of let loose and see what happens. That's really a wonderful opportunity for anybody who attends your workshops.
And I like your comment about doodling too, because not only does it access creativity, but it actually helps you lock and load the memories of what you're learning. Yeah. Because you're, you know, another way of looking at that is, you know how when you go for a walk, you sometimes do your best thinking, or in the shower or in the forest, suddenly ideas come to you. Well, when you are doodling and you're listening to a lecturer, or you know, you're hearing something, you retain it differently than if you just listen.
That's right. That's right. And that's one of the things that I really love about sort of that, making that connection between, you know, nutrition, exercise, creativity. It really sort of connects the dots and gives you that real holistic perspective too.
It's mind, body, and spirit all coming together.
Absolutely.
Firing at all cylinders. Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
I like to say life is art. You are the canvas.
That's so cool.
And then I help women create the body they desire and the future they deserve.
Now, one of the things that I was, you know, I did a little research going in behind the scenes there on your social media account, and I noticed there was a time in your life when you really got involved in the physical aspect of fitness, and you went and you combined your nutrition elements and you became like a bodybuilder. So tell us a little bit about that and what kind of gave you that inspiration and incentive to move in that direction.
Trish, I'm so impressed by the amount of research you do. I just love it. So thanks for asking about that. So that actually happened almost 5 years ago when I turned 60.
I think it's fantastic.
You know, it was at 60, a bunch of girlfriends talked me into it. Other girlfriends within Isagenics, because it's just the most amazing community, targeted nutrition, community support, online, and so on. So a bunch of girlfriends said, okay, we're going to do this fitness competition. I didn't realize I'd have to wear a bikini when I said yes. In fact, at that age, I thought I'd never wear a bikini again.
For sure.
And, you know, I had already been using this wonderful nutritional system for like 7 years at that point, and getting amazing results. But it was like at 60, you know, we have those times in our lives where we just suddenly say to ourselves, it's not over yet. What else am I capable of?
Right.
And so I had this aha, and I decided to join a gym, get real with the workouts, change up the program a little bit, fine-tuning it more for the performance aspects that were available within the system. And oh my goodness, just the shape I got into was incredible. And I've maintained those results, maybe not as shredded as I was, but absolutely maintained the weight and the muscle since then. As a result of my transformation at that time, in other words, my further transformation, I ended up being identified by Isagenics and asked, invited to be on their videos and to help represent the face of healthy aging and vitality and well-being. And it's such an honor and a privilege to be able to do that, to show other women, yes, life begins at 60.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's why I wanted to just briefly ask a question. So I've just recently turned 59 myself. And, you know, as you know, I'm a certified personal trainer. So, you know, we kind of go in and out of those wellness kind of periods of our life where we get really serious about the routine. But one of the things I was going to ask you is, you know, if in terms of the aging aspect and aging gracefully and kind of giving ourselves permission to sort of be who we are and where we are in life. So mm-hmm. if you were to give me a piece of advice on aging gracefully and just getting comfortable with the body, what would be one of the things that you would recommend for folks to do? I mean, it really starts when we're in our 40s, that whole aging process. You know, we look in the mirror and go, wow, what's happening? So give us one little tip of advice that you could start to, when you start to notice that the tips are scaling and you're moving into that aging process, what can we sort of do to give ourselves permission to just accept it and age gracefully?
Well, as you can see, I don't color my hair. I believe in aging gracefully, naturally, and in choosing holistic methods. And I consider it this to be the best time of my life. It's true that we don't have maybe the same amount of energy that we did when we were 20. And I'm okay with that. Right. It's not about quantity of life too, it's about quality. And as a woman who's now, you know, postmenopausal, whatever you want to call it, I love that I no longer am caught up in the busyness of raising children or reproducing or trying to, you know, take the world by storm. Instead, I get to be an elder. Right. And that is to me the sweet spot, is when you can draw on your experiences of the past and pour love and support into others and empathy, knowing what they're going through, and then show them, if they're open to learning, how they can bypass some of the pitfalls by sharing what your journey's been and how you've learned different things that can really help make it easy along the way. One of the things I like to talk about is relationships with spouse, with other. Now, many people as they get older find themselves single. However, I'm blessed that I am in a relationship with my soulmate. And you know, I like to tell people, you know, it all looks hunky-dory from the outside, and I am blessed. But the secret to a long and happy marriage is short memory and a sense of humor.
I love it.
And it's about compromise. It's about not having to be right. It's about also knowing what your core values are, what your standards are, because you don't get what you deserve. You get your standards. You get what you tolerate. And so when you get clear on who you're being in the matter in life, and that's something that we learn over time. You don't know how to do that when you're young. But if you don't learn it over time, then you're going to be miserable the rest of your life too.
That's very true. So one of the things that we do in the guest blog is we ask folks to share some words of advice. So I'd like you to sort of give us your idea of what it means to be intentional, because your words are be intentional. What does that mean? Mm-hmm.
It's about living a life of purpose in ways that, like, well, figure out what you love to do and do it on purpose. Right. You know, we all have different gifts, different weaknesses. Figure out what your gifts are and then figure out how to do that in such a way that you can do it every day. And being consistent and intentional with what you do. And say yes to opportunity, then figure out how later. Don't say no because you don't know yet. The lights are never going to be all green before you get out of the driveway. Just say yes. It'll all work out in the end. And then finally, welcome each day as your best and treat it as if it's your last.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Maura, for spending some time with us today and giving us those little nuggets of inspiration. And to the viewing and listening audience, I hope today you've had an opportunity to meet the person behind the logo in this edition of Keeping It Real. Thank you.